don't just exist, live live on AWR SID Media.
All right, Certified Ministry 4-2. That was my first encounter with them. This is Ingoma Music Ministries International. Beautiful music, isn't it? Yeah, okay. All right, let me just calm myself down. You know Ndilinxila le ngoma. You know this now. So whenever I get hit with this kind of music, I need to sober up a bit before I get into the number of issues. All right, we have them here in the studio, not the choir. Yes, I would have loved to have the choir here. But no, not the choir. I do have the founding director and the Gauteng branch chairperson here with me in the studio to talk to us about it. Good afternoon to you, gentlemen. Thank you very much for agreeing to come through and talk to us.
Good afternoon, Naye, and we are very happy to be here, and thank you for hosting us.
Thank you very much. That is the voice of Lungile Jacobs, that's correct?
Yes.
Lungile Jacobs,
yes.
Who is the group founding director.
Yes.
Yes, welcome, sir. And also the Gauteng branch chairperson, Uhlalanati Pepeta.
Yes, sir.
Yes, good afternoon to you too, sir. How are you doing?
God is good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, we thank God every day
for
the opportunity He gives us in life.
Right, right.
We also appreciate for you hosting us
here. Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you to you and your viewers.
I suspect my producer gave this to me knowing that I would never be able to say no. Music. I love music. This past weekend, I don't know if you guys knew, this past weekend we were celebrating a concert. First time they were having a concert. These guys from the Eastern Cape.
Glorious Sound.
Yes, so we were there with them. So,
I heard you with your prayer.
Oh, okay, you were there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I love music. So you guys coming through here is a blessing to me. Now talk to me about Ingoma Music Ministries. I have never heard of the group before, I suspect, because I have not always been in the church space. I've always been working for the public broadcaster. I've been out there. Talk to me about Ingoma Music Ministries. I'm told you have been around for 20 years?
Yeah,
goodness.
Yeah, it's been the idea for the group came about, and in fact, it's very strange.
Right.
I was driving in a very beautiful place around Gobo,
right,
in the Eastern Cape.
Right,
and the vision for the formation of this came about there.
Right.
That, you know, one thing we don't do well in the church is teaching proper singing,
right,
proper notation.
Right.
Because we are a group-infested church,
right,
that says orally you listen and, you know, people teach each other.
Okay.
So the foundation of the group was that we will emphasize in terms of how people should sing properly,
right,
and not sing flat,
okay,
and sing in tune all the time.
Yeah.
And also teach people to read and also allow church choir conductors to come and learn,
right,
within the group.
Right.
So professionalism became an issue that we founded ourselves on.
Right.
And so we teach notation in both tonic, solfa, and staff. So that's the emphasis of the group, is that,
right,
when you come in, no matter who you are, as long as you're talented,
yeah,
you come out of the group,
right,
being able to read music.
Right.
And that's the emphasis on that. However, the other part and the other elements that we are a group that prides itself in terms of not just a music group, but a ministry that focuses on not singing only for the church, but,
right,
going outside. As a result,
right,
one of the songs you will play has got a flutist,
okay,
who heard us sing somewhere. She's non-Adventist.
Right.
She heard us sing somewhere and wanted to be part of this group.
Right, right.
And she happens to play a flute.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so we've got that many stories of people hearing us sing.
Right.
who are non-Adventists.
Yeah.
And they get, and we welcome them in the fold.
Yes, yes.
And right now here in Gauteng, we've got such an example again of a young lady who heard us sing, non-Adventist. So we are in that, but once, when we come back for our 20th anniversary celebrations, which is next year, you'll hear the full story of who we are and our 15-year plan.
Right.
And for instance, this man hosted in Ingoma where we did a three weeks tent campaign.
Okay.
So we are not just a singing group. I want to emphasize that.
Okay.
That we, as a result, what we are here to talk about, you will realize soon that it's not a concert.
Right.
We don't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So you will hear a bit more.
Right.
Tell me the idea, because when you're saying Gauteng branch, Salanat, Gauteng branch, it implies there are branches in other provinces.
Thank you so much, my brother. That's the intention, is to spread wings.
Okay.
The mother body is in Cape Town, where everything was founded and formed. Exactly. He was there.
Right.
I come in the group, I think around 2010 as a baby.
Okay.
What he was just saying now, it's literal with what happens within the group.
Right.
I love music, but the style of singing of IMMI challenged me that when I entered there, I don't just get in and sing.
Okay.
I stand and listen to that style.
Right.
So then I get to learn more music.
Right.
Now, at least where I am, I am able to teach about a door to someone.
Right.
And a Ray and a me.
Yeah.
Because of what I've learned within the group.
Right.
So how in how Gauteng get formed, just before COVID-19 started.
Right.
There's a lady now, her name is Ngabagas.
Okay.
She's from Cape Town. I'm from Cape Town, from the group.
Right.
We met each other in church.
Okay.
In Orlando South. We talked, Ngabagas, no man, you are this side. How about?
Yeah.
We try something with IMMI.
Right.
And as we planned, we found it will be very challenging.
Right.
Because we need someone who is knowledgeable in music, who will be able to teach.
Yes.
I think 2-3 months down the line, as we were contemplating, we had that Budlungile is this side.
Right.
As in Ngabagas, we've got an advantage.
Right.
Let's use it.
Yeah.
And then we started recruiting some people that we know that they are not that much busy with other groups. People will be specifically focused on what we want to hatch here. So that's how Gauteng was formed.
Okay.
Our first rehearsal was on a Sunday, somewhere in Benoni, in the studio in Benoni.
Okay.
That was our first rehearsal during COVID.
Right.
Because before COVID, we just planned and planned planned.
Right.
But COVID pushed us.
Okay.
That we should just do something because we could not just sit.
Right, right.
And that's how the group tend to be formed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So when we're talking about Ingoma Music Ministries International.
All right.
Tell me about the international part. Are you cross-border? Do you have IMMI in Eswatini, the Kingdom of Eswatini, for example? Tell us about the international part.
Yeah. So one of the beautiful things that God has blessed us with, Naya, is that over the years, we've been invited in Lesotho, we've been invited to run a campaign, a one-week campaign in Zimbabwe.
Right.
You know, we've been invited to Botswana. So we get invited to the neighboring states quite often, which is a blessing because people seem to love the kind of music that we sing.
Right.
So three years ago, I was invited to in Harare. I was invited to Harare. They had a camp meeting.
Right.
So they invited me to come and deliver some paper at the camp meeting.
Okay.
So whilst I was there, they then asked me to put together a camp meeting choir.
Okay.
Which was quite a challenge.
Okay.
So, so within a space of 4 days, I had managed to get the choir to sing about 8 songs.
4 days?
4 days.
So they got to learn tonic solfa.
Tonic
staff solfa. Notation. Lama gudulawa in 4 days.
4 days.
I was.
And people were shocked. You know what was surprising?
Okay.
So we met on a Tuesday when we did our first 2 songs on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday evening service.
Right.
So as we sing the first song, I'm standing in front of the choir.
Right.
The leadership and the eldership and the pastors are getting ready in the vestry come in.
Right.
All of a sudden, I see the elder of the church, coming out of the vestry.
Right.
Because he heard what was happening.
Yes.
And
yes.
He couldn't resist to see that which choir is this. So it was quite interesting that, as you well know, our brethren in Zimbabwe are quite reserved in how they approach these things. So I challenged them a little bit and gave them a little bit of what we do in South Africa.
Right, right.
And some stuff that I do in the international market.
Right.
The fortunate thing about me is that in the country, I'm the national president for choral music and opera music.
Oh, okay.
So I wear that hat outside in terms of the country. I lead the choral music scene.
Right, right.
So in terms of exposure, I have a little bit of that.
Right, right.
And I think when these guys invited me to go do this thing, they knew that I would deliver a paper from a church's perspective, but also from a technical knowledge perspective that combines a nice presentation to the leadership in that particular district that invited me.
Right.
So after that, that's how then Ingoma Zimbabwe was formed.
Okay.
And this was now three years ago.
Right.
And they've stayed like that. And they come to us. And then we've got members in Swaziland as well.
Yes.
That were former members of the group that are based in Swaziland.
Right.
And so when we established the formal one in Zimbabwe,
right.
we couldn't be a local group anyway.
Yeah.
They come every year. We were together with them in Botswana in September.
In September.
Okay.
We were invited to a church in Botswana and we all were there. All 60 of us were in Botswana.
60 voices.
60 voices.
My goodness. That's music to my ears.
Okay. So yeah, that's how the international, in fact, the international element was introduced because of the Zimbabwe crisis.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're expecting this question. Have they influenced you in their conservative way of singing? That you are mixing with people from Botswana, Kingdom of Eswatini, now Harare, Zimbabwe. Have they influenced your style?
When I recorded some of the performances and rehearsals, when people heard I'm going to Zimbabwe, and I'm going to do this thing with this choir, it's not even a choir. These are members of the congregation that I was asked to put together a thingy choir with them. People said, Lungile, you're talking about Zimbabweans here.
Yeah. And and they're known to be conservative.
And I said, listen, allow me and my experience. I've done this all over the world.
Okay.
I've dealt with all kinds and all types of singers from around the world.
Right.
Allow me. And when people saw and they said, but no.
Yeah.
Something is wrong. This can't be Zimbabweans singing here.
Yeah, yeah.
And the sound was so beautiful.
Right.
We only rehearsed during lunch, during the camp meeting, because outside lunch, there was no other time for us to rehearse.
Okay.
And within that 1 hour, I needed to make sure that I teach them these songs, I teach them how to sing properly, I teach them.
Yeah.
So within that 1 hour, we learned all these 8 songs by within that 4 days.
I want to take a piece of music, and I've got 6 of your songs right here in front of me.
Okay.
Which one did I play? Lord, have I done you. Yeah. Yes. And then I've got God's gonna set this on fire.
This world on fire, yeah.
Yeah, the way you've written it, sort of making it. Set this on fire. Hold on, lihle izulu, ndizalise omkhululi. I fang bang ngulizalise. Mhlawumbe uzayitakise. Which one of these should I play?
Well, because now we are talking about ndizalise.
Okay.
The song is arranged by him.
Okay.
Yeah, from the Our Hymn Songs.
Okay.
Christ in Song number 23.
Right.
Where you hear the hymn will talk about sea.
Yeah.
So I do think this is not him talking.
Okay.
It's me now using my own mind.
That yeah.
I do think before it becomes us.
Yeah.
It starts with me.
Right.
And then the me gives an impact to the second person. And then we spread that, it becomes us. So ndi,
yeah.
It starts with us, with yeah. me as a person.
Feel me.
Yeah. So that when I am filled,
right.
My cup is filled
up, right,
able
right.
to pour to the next person.
That's right, and that's right,
next person
that's right.
get filled, because that's how the song goes.
I hear you.
It starts from ndi,
yeah.
but when it closes,
yeah.
it closes with his C.
Dufuna Kempulapuli, I want you to listen to this. I asked the one who had done the rearrangement, and he said, "No, you, the one who did not do the rearrangement, you speak." What's happening? You are launching the Gauteng branch. Talk to me. I'm made to believe that you guys have been in the works, like you've been explaining, for 2-3 years now. 2-3 years, really. He's able to put together a choir in 2 days. You're 2-3 years?
my brother, to be honest, we are late.
Yeah.
We are late. We are very, very, very late. This was supposed to be done 2 years back.
Yeah.
Because of some minor challenges that
right.
have come. Look, when we deal with Ubutlungile, as you have heard, the hats that he's wearing.
Right.
So he is a perfectionist.
Okay.
So when you want to do something with him,
right.
it must be perfect.
Right.
Which is inspiring, because there's a certain lady who's not here now who are saying the same thing, that we should not take things that we do for God and with God for granted. Because, I mean, God is the source of everything.
Right.
He gives us life. We do perfection in many things. But when it comes to the godly one,
right.
we do nje.
Yeah.
So because of that, we could not do it 2 years back.
Right.
We could not do it last year.
Right.
Because there were some minor challenges
okay.
that we needed to be tackled and put it aside.
Okay.
But this year, if we were to put the perfect head, we were not supposed to do it,
okay.
but now we are pushing.
All right.
Because this baby is growing,
yeah.
and he's growing and yet not known.
When is this happening?
So
when is the launch happening?
It's happening, my brother, this coming Sabbath.
Okay.
When the sun goes down,
okay.
our event starts.
Okay.
It's a 4-hour event.
Okay.
Starting from 7 to 10.
Okay.
Music.
Right.
It's a story to tell.
Yeah. Oh, I would have loved to
it's
attend.
It's a story to tell.
I would have loved to attend. Yeah.
It's not a concert.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something.
It's not entertainment.
That we it's people. Not yes. It's not entertainment.
Right.
It's a story to tell.
Right.
Somebody must be touched.
Right.
If there is any person there who is a wanderer.
Right.
That person must be found by God.
Okay.
So it's a very beautiful story to tell. I wouldn't like to narrate that here.
Okay.
I would love that people should come.
Okay. Where is it happening?
We will be using Soweto.
Okay.
Orlando East Church.
Okay.
Just next to Orlando Stadium.
Okay.
There's a Seventh-day Adventist church there.
All right.
Called Orlando East Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Right.
So we'll be using that venue.
All right. From 7 up until 10, you said.
From 7 up until 10. But for the gates and the doors are starting to be opened from 5:30.
Okay.
So that we do want to start exactly
right.
at 7.
Right.
So everything that is administrative should be done
right.
before that time, so that the show starts.
So exactly. how are you admitting people? Is it free for all? Are you selling tickets? How is it going to be done?
Yeah, it's not a free for all as much as we would love it to be.
Yes.
Unfortunately, these things challenge us financially.
Okay.
So we are requesting.
Okay.
We are requesting that people should come prepared.
Right.
with their 200 rands.
Okay.
And come and enjoy.
All right.
Actually, if you, we've got an online selling of tickets, which is Quicket.
Okay.
If people can log in there,
yeah.
Just punch in Ingoma Music Ministries. Okay. IMMI. Just the abbreviations of the group.
Right.
Then you are able to get through and buy the ticket there. When you buy it there, then it's 200 rands.
Right.
But now when you come by the door, we've got that extra 50 rands.
Okay. 250.
Okay. I want to add this.
Yeah.
We're creating an experience.
Right. Right.
We've got pastors that are in the program.
Right.
We've got a poet that's in the program.
Right.
We've got a theme that says the ascending chorus.
Okay.
A story that is told about how we get to the ascending chorus.
Right.
So when he says we're not doing a concert,
yeah,
but we are relating a story through spoken word,
okay,
and music,
right,
and live jazz band, and
okay,
and
okay.
So we've got all these elements that are going to be put together. We've got screens that are going to be projecting things.
Yeah.
We've got lights. So we're creating a production,
right,
almost like a theater production,
right,
that we're doing.
Right.
We are trying to give people a different experience than your normal concert that you go to.
I hear you.
We don't have an MC.
Yeah.
It's a proper production that starts from this point and ends with a group of people ascending to heaven.
Right.
That's why the theme as the ascending chorus.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's going to be at Orlando. It sounds like a massive production, but
it is.
How many people can the church seat?
The church seats about 400 people. We couldn't get, in an ideal world, we wanted to get, but all the places that we wanted, they wanted no less than 50,000 just for the hall before you put in sound, before you put in cameras and, you know. We are, for instance, we're recreating the whole facade of the church to be able to do what we want to do.
Okay.
You know, we're bringing in our own stage, not what the church has.
Right,
we're bringing in, you know, our own screens, our own lighting. We are going to be creating an environment which is almost a theater-like environment, but within the church space. So it's an experience that we're trying to say, this is not just a concert.
Right.
That's why there are pastors that we've featured.
Who are these pastors?
Pastor Tifo Manyane.
Yes.
The
newlywed.
The newlywed.
The newlywed, yes. The newlywed.
Right.
And then Pastor Nhlanhla Buthelezi.
Right, yeah, right, right.
The guy is there.
Yeah.
He's also being a blessing on the day.
Yeah, okay.
So the emphasis here is that the reason we've got that is the part we spoke about earlier on, that we are not an entertainment
group. Right.
When you come to us, the music needs to speak to you.
Right.
We then close everything with a call upon people to respond to what they've heard.
Yeah.
So the one pastor will be at the beginning, the other pastor will be at the end.
Okay.
And so it will be anchored like that.
Okay.
And then the story of the journey.
So how many pieces of music are we going to hear there?
Most likely no less than 30.
Okay.
30.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it? You said cameras, so you're going to be recording it.
We wanted to live stream, but we were discouraged by people that if you live stream, then people, you know. So we are recording it, and we will post it on our website and our Facebook pages afterwards.
All right. Okay. Got it. I hear you. Gentlemen, we have run out of time. Looking forward to seeing the recording. I would have loved to attend, like you know. I would have loved to be there, but I'm supposed to be elsewhere Saturday night. But I don't know. Depending on how far that event that I'm going to goes, as soon as it's done, if it's not yet time, 10 yet, I'll see if I can rush to your guys
please, my brother.
I would love to attend that. That is Ingoma Music Ministries International, IMMI.
Yes,
they're bringing you an experience. Quite frankly, I'm looking forward to all these experiences. I'm very happy that the Adventist world is now getting into the space of not
Yeah, okay, let me not. I like what you guys are doing. May God bless you with all what you guys are doing. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys grow from strength to strength. And we didn't even get to talk about you guys going to other parts of the country, other parts of the republic here. But, well, I'm already.
Another day.
I will see if my producer can slot you guys in. Yeah. Thank you very much to both of you for coming through to talk to us. I really appreciate your insights. And, okay, it's got some people here saying, who's this? Tandiwe. Tandiwe says, I love the group. Okay. Thank you very much, Tandiwe. Appreciate your kindness. They sound amazing. That's her. That's Tandiwe saying, they sound amazing. All right. Thank you very much, Tandiwe. I really appreciate your kind words to the group. And I'm hoping you will attend, Tandiwe. I'm hoping you will attend 200 Rand at Quicket. Quicket, IMMI, the tickets are 200 Rand. But if you choose to go there in the last minute, it's going to be 250 Rand. But hey, you may as well give them 300 Rand, really, for the work that they are doing. It's superlatively well. I'm looking forward to it myself. But I will see the recording, unfortunately. Yes. Next time, I'm sure I'll get an invitation well ahead of time. Not two minutes before the show comes.
Please, man.
Looking forward to it, gentlemen. Please, man. Thank you so much. Those were my guests for our segment. I'm hoping you enjoyed the surprise from Mudungile Jacobs, who is the group founding director, and also Salanati Pepeta, who is the group chairperson of the Gauteng branch.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.